One of them stopped at the door of the first coach and tried the handle. For a moment, the world held its breath. The figures must have sensed it, because the man was already leaping aside when there was a click and the whole door and its surrounding frame blew outwards in a cloud of splinters. The thing about fires, Vimes had once observed, was that only an idiot got between them and a troll holding a 2,000-pound crossbow. All hell hadn't been let loose, it was merely detritus. But from a few feet away you couldn't tell the difference. Another figure reached for the door of the second coach just before Vimes fired out of the darkness and hit his shoulder with a butcher's sound. Then Inigo dived out through the window, rolled with un-clerk-like grace as he hit the ground, rose in front of one of the bandits and brought his hand around edge first on the man's neck. Vimes had seen this trick before. Usually it just made people angry. Occasionally it managed an incapacitating blow. He'd never seen it remove a head.
"Everybody stop!"
Sybil was pushed out of the coach. Behind her, a man stepped out. He was holding a crossbow.
"Your Grace, Vimes," he shouted.
The word bounced back and forth between the cliffs.
"I know you're here, Your Grace, Vimes, and here is your lady. And there are many of us. Come out, Your Grace, Vimes."
Flakes of snow hissed over the fires. There was a whisper in the air, followed by a second smack of steel into muscle. One of the hooded figures collapsed into the mud, clutching at his leg. Inigo got slowly to his feet. The man holding the crossbow appeared not to notice.
"It is like chess, Your Grace, Vimes. We have disarmed the troll and the dwarf, and I have the queen. And if you shoot at me, can you be sure I won't have time to fire?"
Firelight glowed on the twisted trees bordering the road. Several seconds passed. Then the sound of Vimes's crossbow landing in the circle of light was very loud.
"Well done, Your Grace, Vimes. And now yourself, if you please."
Inigo made out the shape that appeared at the very edge of the light, with both hands up.
"Are you all right, Sybil?"
said Vimes.
"A bit cold, Sam."
"You're not hurt?"
"No, Sam."
"Keep your hands where I can see them, Your Grace, Vimes."
"And are you going to promise me you'll let her go?"
said Vimes. A flame flickered near Vimes's face, a bright pool in the darkness, as he lit a cigar.
"Now, Your Grace, Vimes, why ever should I do that? But I'm sure Ankh-Morpork will pay a lot for you."
I thought so," said Vimes.
He shook the match out, and the cigar end glowed for a moment.
"Sybil?"
"Yes, Sam?"
"Duck."
There was a second filled only with the indrawing of breath, and then, as Lady Sybil dived forward, Vimes's hand came around from behind him in an arc. There was a silken sound, and the man's head was flung back. Inigo leapt and caught the man's crossbow as it was dropped, then rolled and came up firing. Another figure staggered. Vimes was aware of a commotion elsewhere as he grabbed Sybil and helped her back into the coach. Inigo had vanished, but a scream in the dark didn't sound like anyone Vimes knew. And then, only the hiss of snow in the fire.
"I think they're gone, sir," said Cheery's voice.
"Not as fast as us. Detritus?"
"Sir."
"Are you okay?"
"Feeling very tactful, sir."
"You two, take that coach. I'll take this, and let's get the hell out of here, shall we?"
"Where's Mr. Skimmer?" said Sybil.
There was another scream from the woods.
"Forget him."
"But he's..."
"Forget him."
The snow was falling thicker as they climbed the pass. The deep snow dragged at the wheels, and all Vimes could see were the darker shapes of the horses against the whiteness. Then the clouds parted briefly, and he wished they hadn't, because here they revealed that the darkness on the left of him was no longer rock, but a sheer drop. At the top of the pass, the lights of an inn glowed out onto the thickening snow. Vimes drove the carriage into the yard.
"Detritus?"
"Sir."
"I'll watch our backs. Make sure this place is okay, will you?"
"Yes, sir."
The troll jumped down, slotting a fresh bundle of arrows into the peacemaker. Vimes spotted his intention just in time.
"Just knock, Sergeant."
"Right you are, sir."
The troll knocked and entered. The buzz of sound from inside suddenly ceased. Vimes heard, muffled by the door,
"The Duke of Ankh-Morpork is coming in. Anyone have a problem with this? Just say the word."
And in the background, the little humming, singing noise the peacemaker made under tension. Vimes helped Sybil down from the coach. "How do you feel now?" he said.